have you heard about President Bush's new limousine, the Bushmobile? Cost $600,000, plus about another 50 grand for the fuzzy dice. And on the limo is a bumper sticker saying, if you can read this, somebody's out of a job. You gotta be more comfortable, too, in the limo. I mean, Vice President for 8 years, used to the backseat. Like a river,
Ellen's got a number when she's sending me around. Kissing is a color, a loving is a wild dog. She's got the look. She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
She's got the look.
What in the world can make a brown-eyed girl sound blue? When everything I'll ever do, I do for you. And I go la 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 la. She's got the look. Naked to the tomorrow is a lover's disguise. Banging on the head, I'm shaking like a mad bull. She's got the look. Waking to the band, moving like a hammer, she's a miracle man. Loving is the ocean, kissing is the wet sand. She's got the look. She's got the look.
Further, Tunis tabloids, celebrity close-up, and guys with some kilts from the Scottish Tourist Board in here this hour. Next, Vanessa Williams. And you ready for some dreaming?
And I'm living in the middle of a dream. A dream with a little bit of
fantasy.
Vanessa Williams. You ain't dreaming, baby. You're fresh as the driven snow, then you'll make a sexy fashion statement this spring. Because according to Mademoiselle magazine, the high-heeled, skin-tight, pile-high makeup look is out. Instead, the sexiest body shape is smooth, toned, and slightly rounded. The sexiest fingernails are short ovals painted with pale pink over red talons. The sexiest skin is a pale porcelain complexion with little or no makeup. Sexy hair should reveal a few tendrils blown against your cheeks. Sexy clothes should be pure, uncluttered, oversized, and understated. And sexy jewelry should consist of small, genuine gems like diamonds and pearls. Anybody out there waiting like that? Military service overseas. It's more than just doing your job. Sometimes it's an act of kindness to a frightened child. It's helping out someone when the easy thing to do would be to keep on trucking. It's a smile in a crowded marketplace that gets past differences in politics, language, and customs. For many peoples in many lands, the American idea is just a dream. You, by your actions, can make it a reality. Tuna's Tabloid. You think American and British tabloids are hysterical? Try reading a mainstream paper in New Delhi, India. Everyday headlines such as monkey slaps woman to death, jobless man dies waiting for interview, or a world's longest mustachioed man beheaded. Scream from the newspaper pages. Editors insist they don't go looking around for two-headed babies, but you wouldn't know it by the headlines and stories. Just when you think it's safe to go outside, a story titled 13 Human Heads Recovered from Sweeper's House. And women and children seem to get the brunt of the attack. Children garner headlines such as man kills son for own cure, priest sacrifices seven-year-old girl, or four-year-old sacrificed for treasure. Now to the tamer domestic headlines. Fashion has taken flight literally because feathers have made a comeback. They're being used to adorn hats, dresses, sweaters, even bedroom slippers. Bird feathers just aren't for Las Vegas showgirls. All types of women are now buying ivory or black ostrich plumes, pheasant feathers, and even chicken feathers to use as accessories. I won't tell you where my feather is right now. And British animal activist rights are hopping mad at an Australian meat distributor because they're planning on importing kangaroo meat to the United Kingdom for human consumption. A 100-year-old ban on eating kangaroo was recently lifted in New South Wales, and now they're putting a little hop in their morning breakfast. Bee Gees. Night Fever. Saturday Night Fever. Well, you got poison fever right now, and your mama don't dance. Well, don't just go to a restroom just to rest. You got to get some sleep while you're in there, too. That's the advice of Florida businessman Benjamin Plum, speaking in Success magazine. He says 3-minute cat naps while you sit on the toilet can increase your productivity and quicken your climb up the corporate ladder. Here's how. You lift the toilet seat cover in the bathroom stall, but keep your clothes on for padding, and place a notebook across your thighs, fold your arms on top of the notebook, and lower your face. Of course, make sure the bathroom stall door is shut before you take your nap. Plum says the toilet naps let you get less sleep at night, increasing her productivity. Do you have a PCS move coming up? You'll need to know what you can ship and what you can't ship. The list is long, and there are many exceptions. But here's a general idea of what you can't ship. You probably won't be able to ship liquids in bottles or any other items that might leak. Shoe and brass polish or any other substances that could burn. Seeping batteries or any other items that might corrode. Aerosol cans or any other items that could blow up. By meeting certain requirements, you can ship one privately owned vehicle, but you can't ship live animals, building materials, and other specified items. Your transportation office will provide you with more complete details to help you determine what you can and can't ship. Get these details well in advance of your PCS move to avoid any last-minute surprises. Right now, welcoming to our studio the Scottish Tourist Board.
That's me, Charlie. Yeah.
And your name is
Tom Band, Scottish Tourist Board.
Oh, I love the Scottish accent. And you've got your kilts on and everything today, right?
Yeah, a wee bit too much Scotch in us, I think.
The Scots are famous for that, though, aren't they?
I'm afraid so.
Well, now, the bagpipes, of course, we're all familiar with, too, from Scotland. And how long has the bagpipe been around as an instrument?
Well, it dates away back into the Stone Ages, I think, but probably as a known musical instrument, about 300 years, really.
300
years. Willie, our piper's here with us. He's better qualified in that than I am.
He's the pipe major, right?
Yeah, he's pipe major.
Some say the Romans actually brought them to Britain, but we had a bagpipe before that as well.
Is that right? Wow. Well, now, these are kind of difficult to play, aren't they? I mean...
Oh, I've got to keep a good, healthy lot of porridge and a wee bit of scotch in the night time.
You were actually tuning up your bagpipes here before you came
in? I was giving them a wee tune, yep.
Now, how do you tell when a bagpipe's in tune? I mean, that's kind of tough, isn't it?
Well, the bagpipe is actually a war pipe, but now it's a musical instrument, and we've got it tuned to perfection.
Oh, is that right?
Hopefully.
When you went to war, you would...
Frighten the wits out of the opposition.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's
during the First and Second World War, the Germans called them with a kilt the ladies from hell.
You have to have a fair amount of wind to play a bagpipe, don't you?
Well, it's all from the body. There's no bellows on this one. It's all from the body. And every time you take a breath, you squeeze the bag.
Is that right? Well, I tell you what, why don't you give them a little sample of the Scottish bagpipe? Those tunes. That's terrific.
Just for our American cousins out there.
Yes. How long does it take one to learn to play the bagpipe?
Generally you start if you're a kid, 7 or 8 years old, you have a little thing called a chanter, mm-hmm. and then you graduate onto the bagpipes. A lot of good young players these days, I think some of the great pipe bands have a lot of players in their early teens. It's very, really coming back again in Scotland, yeah.
I was just hearing something today, coming into work, news about now, apparently King Arthur's Round Table that Camelot has claimed, now they've relocated it, they said it's actually in Scotland.
That's right.
A late flash just in.
Probably next to Brigadoon.
Well, yeah. Now, they actually had a hit, too. People kind of think the bagpipe is something that you wouldn't get a hit record, but when was it? About 72. They actually had a hit record. I'll just give them a little bit of sample. This is the pipes and drums of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Just for those who can remember, this was Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, boy. I bet they didn't suspect that it would be a hit, did they?
No, I don't think they did, but my goodness, they've played it for a long time and all over the world now since it was a hit.
Do you guys know House of the Rising Sun? No, that's another story. Well, now, people who have never visited Scotland, what are some of the places that they should take in if they'd like to play?
Well, if they're there for the first time, you've really got to go to Edinburgh, a wonderful city, marvelous castle, tremendous views, great shopping if that's your interest, or keep your wife away from the shops if you can. A tremendous place, good eating, and then get out into the country, out to see the Highlands, the scenery. A Loch Ness monster might just appear for you. You never know.
Now, is there a Loch Ness monster?
Oh, well, my goodness, you wouldn't be in the tourism industry if you didn't believe that.
As a matter of fact, Tom's mother-in-law stands in the second week in July.
That's what I love about the Scots, their sense of humor. Have you guys ever seen any Loch Ness Monster?
No, when I was a young kid, I spent a fortnight on a summer camp looking for it.
Yes, sir.
We spent every day, and some guys in the camp said they saw it, but perhaps they'd had maybe just a wee bit too much of the hooch that night as well.
And now the kilts. Now, the one thing everybody's always asked about, do you guys wear any...
In L.A., we decided we'd be better.
Yeah. Yeah, with people like our traffic reporter Rhonda around, there's no telling about her. The outfits are so elaborate. And now, what is that? Is that a flask or something?
Well, that's a sporran, actually. This is where a Scotsman never has any pockets.
Uh-huh.
So he keeps his money in here.
Oh, it's like a little
purse. And at least
when
he gets robbed, he enjoys it, you know.
Yes, indeed. Well, this is something you have to see with your own eyes.
Exactly.
Well, now, if people want to go to Scotland, you have, what, all sorts of ways to get there, I imagine?
Yeah, well, we have direct flights into Scotland. This year, I think Northwest is introducing a direct flight, LA-Boston, with a connection straight on to Scotland. Mm-hmm. You can go via London, or you can go via Amsterdam or Paris. We came straight out to Scotland from straight out to Los Angeles from Scotland.
Is there?
About 11 hours. It's a long flight, but it's worth it when you get there.
Best time of year to go to Scotland?
I prefer May and June.
May and June.
May and June, yeah. July, August, a bit, I was going to say a bit hot, but no, not for folk from Los Angeles.
No, not at all. We're used to that.
Yeah.
Well, Tom and Willie, thank you both very much for stopping by today. Appreciate the time. And I mean, the bagpipes, I envy you, Willie, for being able to play those as you can. And I bet it's cool.
It's the Presbyterian and Reformed Church Retreat. This year it's from the 28th of April to the 1st of May at the Hope Hotel in Berchtesgaden. Join Presbyterian and Reformed Church families from all over Europe for a week of fun, fellowship, inspiration, and education. Keep in touch with your church roots back home. Call ETS 421-6379 for more information on the Presbyterian and Reformed Church Retreat.
Keep the battle.
That's Bobby Brown, and the name is Ronnie. The name is the Pet Shop Boys. Now, left to their own devices, here's what they came up with. Devices. That's the Pet Shop Boys. Well, Tom Selleck may be known as God's gift to women, but when he appeared on the dating game as Bachelor Number 2, he wasn't selected. And believe it or not, Dustin Hoffman kept all the dresses he wore while making the film Tootsie. Word has it, Hoffman's favorite is a Bronx Soul number. These titillating tidbits are just part of the 15th anniversary issue of People magazine. Some more smut you won't want to miss. Tony Perkins lost his virginity to Victoria Principal. Rambo, First Blood Part 2 was the top grossing movie of all time in Beirut. And John Travolta wears his briefs inside out so the tag won't scratch him. Do you know your options under the Uniform Code of Military Justice? If faced with a general court-martial and most special courts-martial, you have the option of being tried by a court sitting with members or going solely before a military judge. This and other options outlined under the Uniform Code of Military Justice are designed to provide a coherent structure of military justice and protect your rights. Well, Martin Kove has made his debut in a new series, Hard Time on Planet Earth, in which he plays an extraterrestrial warrior named Jesse, who's exiled to Earth along with Control, his computer-animated parole officer. Brought to the small screen by Touchstone Television via CBS, the show uses Roger Rabbit's voice by Charles Fleischer and a host of other super special effects. We asked Marty Kove if he was disguised as a human being or more or less in human form on his own planet.
At the beginning of every show, there's a prologue which shows what I look like. And it's a courtroom as if it's a tribunal. And I look something like a RoboCop. And then all of a sudden they drop me into the stratosphere and I fall into Earth, into the desert. And in that drop, I turn into the human form. So the only thing different from my character compared to the Earthling is that I have greater strength, but I don't use it and, you know, pick up buildings and toss things around like Superman. I really am just, it's a very, you know, everything is based on a lot of comedy in the show. So he's a comical hero. And because, like most fish out of water situations, it's very funny. And he often has to use his strength to get out of sometimes some very, you know, illogical situations. But he thinks, like you and I, just slower and funnier. And he's like a little kid. He's like a nubile child in this man's body.
Celebrity.
Close-up.
You know that you grab my heart.
Texans. Cry It here with Charlie Tuna. Cry It over you, girl, because you know it's true. Milli Vanilli. It's true. That's Milli Vanilli. Well, the phrase, no time for hubby, sounds like it could be a television situation comedy. But according to Family Circle magazine survey of 35,000 women, that's a real-life drama for husbands. In a time crunch, for example, 3 out of 4 career women put their husbands on the back burner, as opposed to half of them who put their best friends last. Kids get cheated out of quality time only 8% of the time. Meanwhile, 1 out of 3 women says she spends 7 or more hours per week alone with her hubby. But the balance of women say the average is more like 4 hours of quality time. So how does the big squeeze affect romance? You guessed it. 42% of women say they have sex sometimes. Another 1/3 said they rarely make whoopee anymore. Dr. Ruth! Have you ever lost your keys? Unless you happen to have an extra set handy, it can be a real drag.
Trying to function without them is rough. Some people try to get along without some important keys. Keys that can mean the difference between success and failure. One of these keys is education. The service provides equal opportunities for education regardless of race, national origin, or sex. A key can open doors, but you have to use it first. Charlie, turn on the telephone right now. Somebody on the line. Hi, who's this?
This is Lynn.
And you have a question today for? Hello. A question for?
Mr. Music.
And the question is?
The question, who sang The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
That was Gordon Lightfoot.
Uh-huh.
Based on a true story.
Yeah, I thought actually, my husband's a loser.
You know, there are not many wives that would say that. I appreciate your candid comment today.
Well, say hi to Mike.
Mike, is that the loser?
Yeah.
All right.
Been a long time waiting for you. That's all right, and I said, that's all right. I had to see for myself to believe. And now the day has come, I'm at peace with myself. I guess my story has an ending after all. Oh, how I pray for you. And now you've come to me. Such a long, long time. Now suddenly I'm free to be myself. I am overwhelmed by the joy you've given me. Cause I feel like anyone else, and I need like anyone else. And I'm ready to give it all to you right now. Right now, now, baby. I can see the love in your eyes, and it's pure. Come to me, there's nothing left but blue.
anybody in the love in your eyes and the rain on your roof. Folks in Forks, Washington are all wet because a tiny little city in the country's rain capital receives 125 inches of the soggy stuff annually. And now they're having a nationwide contest in honor of the city's most memorable attribute, rain. The person who submits the most song titles with the word rain or an extension of the word, such as rainfall, will win $1,000 from a windshield wiper company. Well, that's going to have to can it for another hour, another day at Charlie Tuna. Special hello today to all our friends and listeners in Nuremberg, Germany. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Till then, keep it here, stay dry, and stay tuned.
This is the American Forces Network, Europe.
Make a habit of wearing a seatbelt. It's simply a snap.